Let's get into the men's contest. The Dort College Defender men taking on a Viterbo V-Hawk team that is 1-0 this afternoon. Coming into the contest, they beat a school named Governor State 89-78. In that one, the V-Hawks converted 56.6% of their field goals and had a 40-25 rebounding advantage. The North Star Conference member was led by Jake Bamke and Ethan Haberman with 20 points each. Jared Fleischman added 19, while Austin Pohl scored 11. Bamke has scored over 1,000 points during his career. He's a 6'2 guard. Wayne Wagner coaches the V-Hawks. He's in his 18th season. He has over 230 wins. Last year's team was 13-17. For the Dort College Defenders, they are 4-1 this year. They've outscored teams 96-74. Dort holds a 45.4-29.2 rebounding advantage. They've converted 49.4% of the field goals, while teams are making 45.1% of their field goals against the Defenders. Dort College has converted 45.9% of its three-point shots. For Dort College, situation they haven't had yet this season, and that is bouncing back after a loss and a disappointing loss against Waldorf. Dort College got down by over 20, trailed by 19, with about 10 minutes remaining in regulation. Proceeded to dominate the next 8 minutes and took a one-point lead, but were unable to hang on to the lead, and it ends up as a 4-point win for Waldorf and Forest City on Tuesday night, 84-80. The Defenders are led by Dalton Franken with 23 points per game. He also grabs 7.8 rebounds and converts 52.9% of his field goal attempts. Alec Henriksen adds 14.2 points per game and has made 57.1% of his three-point shots. Taylor Feenster's scoring average is 11.8. Marcus Winterfeld is at 9.4. He also grabs 6.4 rebounds. Alex Terpstra is converting 8.8 points per game. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a look at the starting lineups for today's men's college basketball game right after this. Here are your projected starting lineups for today's basketball game. First of all, for the Viterbo V-Hawks, they will be in the dark jerseys for this afternoon's men's contest. They will start number two, Jared Fleischman, a 6-foot junior from Marshfield, Wisconsin, averaging 19 points per game. Austin Poles is a 6'1 junior from KDOT, Wisconsin, averaging 11 points per game. Jake Bamke is a 6'2 senior from Hortonville, Wisconsin, averaging 20 points per game. Eric Engelstad is a 6'5 senior from Cambridge, Wisconsin, averaging 6 points per outing. And Ethan Haberman is a 6'5 junior from La Crosse, Wisconsin. He's averaging 20 points per game. Keep in mind, all these averages based on one outing, that being a win over Governor State last week. For the Dort College Defenders, they're 4-1 under the tutelage of Ross Dalma. Andrew O'Donnell is a 6'3 junior from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 6 points per game. He wears number 1. Wearing number 3 is Alec Henriksen, a 6'1 sophomore from Spirit Lake, Iowa, averaging 14.2 points per game. Number 4 is Marcus Winterfeld, a 6'4 freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 9.4 points per contest. Dalton Franken is a 6'5 junior from Atlantic, Iowa, averaging a team-high 23 points per game, closing in on 1,000 for his career. He wears number 33. And number 45 is Taylor Feenstra, 6'7 junior from Hull, Iowa, averaging 11.8 points per game. Chad Barkema will see time. He's officially listed as a 6'6 freshman from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, averaging 3.4 points per game. Alex Terpstra wears number 13. He is a 6'3 senior. Highlands Ranch, Colorado is his home. He's averaging 8.8 points per game. Josh Van Langen is a 6'6 freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 6.2 points per game. And Leighton Sampson is a 6'5 junior from Worthington, Minnesota. He's averaging 4.6 points per game. For Viterbo off of the bench, I anticipate seeing Cade Anderson. Anderson wears number 33. He's a 6'10 sophomore from Sparta, Wisconsin. He's averaging 6 points per outing. And number 34 is Jason Tichy, a 6'4 sophomore from Springville, Iowa. So he made it across the river, and he is playing for Viterbo, based in La Crosse, Wisconsin. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Glad to have you along with me on this Friday afternoon. The last few days, the last 24 hours, a jumble. Fremont last night for Dort College Volleyball as the defenders saw their season, the GPAC tournament portion of their season, come to a close in the semifinal round when they lost to Midland 3-0. Then it was back in the office this morning to get some things taken care of, preparing for today's broadcast and also for tomorrow's broadcast. Today, women's basketball starting things off and men's basketball to finish it up. And then it's off to Ellendale, North Dakota for football tomorrow afternoon. They will be kicking off at 1 o'clock in Ellendale, North Dakota. Dort College wrapping up their football season against Trinity Bible College. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back with men's basketball right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Opening tip up and controlled by the Dort College defenders, and we are underway with basketball. Pass comes right side over to Henriksen. Henriksen out front, Franken. Franken gives it up left side to O'Donnell, and we've got a foul away from the basketball. Foul's going to go against Eric Engelstad. Engelstad whistled for the personal foul. And Engelstad, his first personal. He's 6'5", matched up with Taylor Feenstra. Wayne Wagner can't believe it, thinking this is going to be a long day if that's going to go this way. Pass goes over to Franken. Franken in the lane. His 15-footer from straight on missed it. No good. Rebound cleared out by Engelstad. Engelstad passes it off right side over to Fleischman. Fleischman passes right side. Viterbo with the basketball. Crimson jerseys, gray numerals trimmed in white. Dort College in their home whites. Dort in a black outline, white on white, lettering, if you will. Pass goes left side to Haberman. Haberman three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. Dort College wants to press the issue. O'Donnell quickly up the floor. Andrew with the basketball. He passes it off. He hands it to Mark Winterfeld. Winterfeld on the wing. Winterfeld picks up his dribble back over to Franken. Franken right side. Gives it up to Henriksen. Henriksen, Winterfeld. Winterfeld picks up his dribble after one time. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Henriksen driving in, dumps it off for Feenstra. Feenstra in traffic, and is fouled on the play by Haberman. And Taylor Feenstra will go to the free throw line to shoot a couple. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC, and by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Taylor Feenstra, pretty consistent free throw shooter coming into play today, but I said that about the women's basketball team earlier, and they struggled. Feenstra misses his first one, came in shooting 83% from the free throw line. Pretty good sample as well, 15 of 18. He's now 16 of 20 from the free throw line as he makes one of two, and the defenders take a 1-0 lead. 1-0 our score, just over a minute into this contest. Right side pass with it is Viterbo. Viterbo working it around. They get it back on the wing to Poles. Poles gets the return pass. Poles, averaging 11 points per game, has got it on the wing. Bamke straight on. Bamke back to Poles. Poles runs off a screen, and Poles hits the three from the right wing. Viterbo leads 3-1. O'Donnell to Winterfeld. Winterfeld on the wing. Winterfeld to Henriksen. Henriksen right side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell puts it on the deck into the lane. Crossover, or I should say a spin move, and he is fouled on the play. And Andrew O'Donnell is going to go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Foul called on Fleischman. It's his first. Team foul number three already on the V-Hawks. And a couple of free throws on the way for O'Donnell. O'Donnell has shot 6 free throws this season, now 7. Came in 4 of 6. He's now made his 5th. Today's broadcast made possible by Ploym Publishing for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955. And by the Van Engelen-Hovitt Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent. 712-737-6000. 2 minutes into the contest, we're tied 3-3. Viterbo basketball. Viterbo beat Dort College at this classic last year. Fleischman with it on the left wing. Dort College switches. They try to feed it down low. Henriksen on the post defense. The ball is out of the reach of Eric Engelstad. It will be Dort College basketball. Well, the big fella, Cade Anderson, the 6'10 sophomore from Sparta, Wisconsin, checks into the contest. Engelstad will check out. And the Dort College defenders will walk it up with Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball in between the circles. Picks up his dribble. He goes over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld on the wing underneath Franken. Franken, two players around him. Kick out Henriksen. Henriksen, three-pointer, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Viterbo basketball. Viterbo gets the basketball after Dort College tips the rebound out. Viterbo bringing it up. Fleischman. Fleischman in between the circles. Pass goes left side to Poles. Poles around the horn they go. Comes back out front to Bamke. Bamke, two-pointer is good. Bamke, 1,000-point scorer for Viterbo during his career. He's a 6'2 senior. Driving in is Winterfeld, and Winterfeld is fouled before the shot. It's going to be foul number four already on Viterbo. Haberman whistled for his second personal foul, and he's going to check out of the ballgame. Engelstad will check in. This is not a terribly deep Viterbo team against Governor State. Really only played two players off of the bench. A third did get some time but did not produce points. Winterfeld passes right side to Franken. Back right to Henriksen. Henriksen driving in, and the shot is swatted away by Cade Anderson on help defense. 16:59 remaining. O'Donnell to throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. O'Donnell triggering, finds Franken. Franken turnaround from the right wing. It's good. Dalton Franken with the first field goal for Dort College. We're tied 5-5. 16:49 remaining, first half. Right side with the basketball is Bamke. Bamke gives it up to Fleischman. Fleischman on the left side. Fleischman driving in. Might have been some steps. Kick out pass. Three. Missed it. No good. Weak side rebound by Anderson. Anderson comes back out to Poles. Poles with it on the wing. They lob it down low. O'Donnell in the help defense taps it away. Feenster comes up with it. Here's Dort College in transit. O'Donnell. Winterfeld. Winterfeld sets fires. Three. Good. Marcus Winterfeld with a three-point basket, and the defenders lead it 8-5. 8-5 our score. Winterfeld in on the transition. Three knocks it down. Out front with the basketball is Poles. Poles on the wing. Picks up his dribble. Help defense. And getting caught out of position was Henriksen that time. And Engelstad will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Alec Henriksen whistled for his first personal foul with 15:57 remaining in this half. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Their phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Engelstad misses the first free throw. He's got another one on the way. Dort College leading the V-Hawks 8-5, courtesy a three-point bucket by Winterfeld, and misses the second free throw, does Engelstad. And the Dort College defenders get the rebound with Leighton Sampson taking it down. 8-5 our score. O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it up to Sampson. Sampson, nothing there, picks up his dribble. Leighton back out front to Franken. Franken to Sampson. Sampson facing up. Finds Winterfeld. Winterfeld three from the same spot as he made one just moments ago. That one's halfway down and pops out. And here come the V-Hawks. Fleischman. Pass right side to Titchy. Titchy to Bamke. Down to the baseline. Engelstad cut off. His shot no good. Rebound, though, tapped out. Titchy comes up with it. Titchy gives it up. Anderson. Anderson goes down low at Engelstad. And Engelstad is fouled on the play. What's going to be the timing of the foul is my question. They say the foul came before the shot, so no basket. Foul number one on Winterfeld. Viterbo to inbound the basketball. Ball's inbounded. Right corner three, no good, but a long rebound. Fleshman chases it down. Fleshman down to the baseline, nothing there. Comes back out front, pulls, dump it down low. Ball deflected. Dort College with a chance to build on the lead after the steal by Franken. They go over to Henriksen. Henriksen driving in, and Henriksen is fouled on the play. And Viterbo right now getting themselves in some foul issues. Fleshman picks up his second. That is team foul number four already. Make your pardon, five on the V-Hawks in this half. They have one more foul to give before Dort College goes to the free throw line for bonus time. Franken inbound right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Dort College a fresh 30 to work with. Ball inbounded to Franken. Franken to Henriksen. Henriksen kicks into the corner. O'Donnell. O'Donnell corner three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Bamke. Bamke with the basketball. Bamke hands it off to Poles. Poles right side back over to Bamke. Bamke to Haberman. Haberman with the ball. Haberman gives it up to Poles. Poles. Haberman. Haberman driving right side, guarded there by Winterfeld. Short jumper from 12 is good for Haberman. Haberman draws his team to within one at 8-7. 8-7 right side, Henriksen. Henriksen out front, Franken. Franken puts it on the floor and a reach-in foul called on Bamke. Bamke whistled for the personal, his first. 8-7 our score, Dort College leading by a point. Viterbo commits their sixth team foul. Josh Van Langen checks into the contest along with Alex Terpstra. O'Donnell, Franken, and Sampson stay on the floor for the defenders. Inbounding will be O'Donnell. O'Donnell triggering. Gets the ball inbounded. Gets it into Terpstra. Terpstra, Sampson. Sampson back to Terp. Terp with it on the left wing. He comes back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell stripped of it in the lane. A lot of contact, no call made. Here comes Viterbo. Poles on the left wing. Poles driving in. His shot is blocked by Terpstra, falling out of bounds. He saves it into Sampson. Here comes Dort College. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell, they look for a ball screen. They pass it out in front to Sampson instead. Comes left side, Franken. Franken with the basketball on the left side. Don't have good spacing right now. Terpstra, three-pointer, left corner, shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Viterbo. V-Hawks off and running. Shot it with the right hand. Missed it. No good. But there for the follow dunk is Kate Anderson. Anderson dunks it home on the follow. And the Dort College defenders trail Viterbo 9-8. 9-8 our score. And we've got a foul called away from the ball. Foul's going to go on Anderson. That's his first. Team foul number 7 on the V-Hawks. Henriksen checks into the ball game. Dalton will check out. 13-18 remaining in the first half. For Dort College, offensively, a slow start to this one. Got out to an 8-5 lead. Dort College actually just has two field goals to their credit so far. A 3 and a 2. The rest of their points coming from the free throw line. Leighton Sampson, speaking of free throws, will go to the charity stripe for the 1-1. Misses the front end of the 1-1. Viterbo gets the ball. Viterbo coming the other way over the basketball. Poles. Poles gives it up to Tichy. Tichy with it. Comes back right side. Baseline jumper is up and through. So a two-point basket by Engelstad. And Viterbo's opened up an 11-8 lead. 11-8 our score, 12:50 remaining. O'Donnell to Sampson. Sampson with the basketball back to Andrew. Andrew O'Donnell gives it to Van Langen. Van Langen to Sampson. Sampson backs his man down, lays it up with the right hand. Good. Leighton Sampson with 2 points. And the defenders lead a trail 11-10. That looks like something Dort College can do almost all night. Pass comes left side to Poles. Poles to Haberman. Haberman driving in. We've got a foul called against the Dort College defenders. Not quite 10 minutes into this contest. Foul called on Sampson is his first. So Viterbo throw the ball in. This is Poles. Poles looking. Swing it back over to Poles on the left wing. Gets the return pass immediately. Pass goes left side. Three, missed it. No good. Weak side rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Viterbo. It'll lead Ord College basketball. Our officials today, Jared Ray, Rich Collison, Chad Slagle. This might be the third time Dort College has seen this crew already this year in game number six of the season. Pass out front, Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. We'll see them regularly during the GPAC season as well. Pass goes into the corner, Terp. Sets, fires. Three from the left corner is long, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Viterbo. Viterbo with the basketball. Drop it off inside. Shot blocked by Van Langen. Van Langen with the rebound. Van Langen gives it back over to Henriksen. Barkema waiting at the scorer's bench. O'Donnell with it. O'Donnell at the top of the key. He passes to Sampson. Sampson looking down low for Van Langen. Sampson trying to feed it inside to Van Langen. Van Langen goes up and he's fouled on the play. And Josh will go to the free throw line to try and tie up this game or give Dort College the lead. Today's broadcast, this will be a two-shot situation for Van Langen. He was fouled on the way up. Today's broadcast made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. And by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. And by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Van Langen's first free throw, no good. Second one, up and through. He's now 14 for 28 for the year. And we have our third tie of the ball game. 11:20 left to go, first half. We're deadlocked at 11. The pace more to Viterbo's liking than Dort College's so far. Viterbo with the basketball. They pass left side. Give it to the big fella, Anderson. Three-pointer from the top of the key. No good. Rebound, Barkema. Barkema to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, one player to beat. Drives in. Lays it up with the right hand. Good. Andrew O'Donnell looked like he might have drawn a foul in the process. Didn't get the call. Defenders lead at 13-11. 13-11 our score. Anderson. Anderson gives it off to Bamke. Bamke on the wing to Titchy. Titchy. Down to the baseline, reverse layup is up and good. The reverse layup for Zach Baker off the give from Titchy, and we're tied at 13. O'Donnell feeds it down low for Van Langen. Van Langen double-teamed. O'Donnell feeds it back down again for Van Langen. And Van Langen will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So Van Langen will go to the free throw line. He'll shoot a pair. Winterfeld will check in for the free throw shooter. And it's not a pair. They're saying it's a 1-1. That's why they're checking everybody in. Feenstra, Barkema, Henriksen, Franken on the floor for the defenders. For Viterbo, it's Anderson, Engelstad, Baker. Free throw by Van Langen is in and out. It hangs on the rim and won't drop through. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Barkema. It will be Viterbo basketball. 10:20 remaining in the first half. 13-13 our score. Got to get Josh making some free throws. Viterbo basketball left side. This is Baker. Zach Baker with it. Zach Baker gives it up. Now gets the return pass. Comes back to Fleshman. Baker down to the baseline. Shot is up. No good, but he's fouled. And Baker will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Dalton picks up the personal foul. That's his first. Kelvin Pasola just checked into the ballgame for Viterbo. And missing everything on that attempt was Zach Baker. Baker, a freshman from Coon Rapids, Minnesota. Second free throw is up and good, so he makes one of two. He's got 3 points. And the Viterbo lead is 14-13. Henriksen passes high post. Winterfeld. Winterfeld on the right wing. Winterfeld picks up his dribble, looking for someone to pass to. Gets it over to Henriksen. Henriksen, Barkema. Barkema, Winterfeld. Winterfeld over the basketball. Winterfeld gives it up to Franken. Franken goes down low to Feenstra. Feenstra facing up against Anderson. Feenstra, the size advantage in terms of weight. Shot no good by Winterfeld on the putback attempt. Now a rebound and held ball. Jump ball, it'll be Viterbo basketball. After Jake Bamke got it, Feenstra tried to tie him up. It's 14-13, Viterbo in front by a point. 9:26 remaining. Half number one of this contest, and it's been a low-scoring affair. Austin Poles with it on the right wing. Poles goes over to Bamke. Bamke on the left elbow. Bamke's shot no good. But a foul on the play called on Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra whistled for the personal. It's team foul number five on the defenders. Jared Fleshman will inbound the basketball. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. 14-13, Viterbo leading. Pass into the corner. Shot from the baseline, no good. Rebound taken away by Barkema. Barkema ahead to Franken. Franken with it on the right wing. Franken will pull up. Puts up the long shot, no good. Barkema gets the rebound. Shot no good, but he's fouled from behind. The crowd wanted a foul on that Franken jumper. Looked like he got hit on the arm. Barkema was able to get the rebound. And Barkema is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line now to shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting, and it's double bonus time as well for Dort College from here on out. So Dort College will shoot free throws on the bonus for the rest of this half, 8:57. Barkema ties it with a made free throw. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Barkema makes both free throws. He's averaging 3.4 points per game. And the defenders grab a one-point lead, 15-14. Pass goes to Anderson. Back around the horn, stolen by Barkema. No. Taken right back by Fleshman. Barkema had his hand on it, but it was unable to secure it. 11 seconds, now 10. Driving with the right hand is Bamke. Bamke dumps it off. And Taylor Feenstra trying ever so hard not to commit the foul, but he does. That's his second. And free throws on the way for Viterbo and Bamke. So Bamke will shoot. First free throw by Bamke is in and out, no good. Bamke entered the game 6 of 6 from the free throw line. He's 0 for 1 now. Barkema and Feenster check out of the ball game. O'Donnell and Sampson are in. 15-14, Dort College leading by a point. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Bamke makes 1 of 2. And we're tied to 15. 8:30 remaining here in the first half. 15-15. This is our fifth tie of this contest. Not quite 12 minutes into it. Pass comes right side to Henriksen. Viterbo showing zone. They pass through the lane. Give it off to Franken. Franken shot in traffic. No good. They're content to collapse on Franken and make life pretty difficult for him every time he gets the basketball. Viterbo with the basketball. This is Ethan Kiekhafer. Kiekhafer gets the return pass to Titchy. Shot from 12, no good, and neither team can shoot it right now. My goodness. Dort College has 4 field goals so far. Viterbo has 6. Shot no good. Rebound tipped, and we've got a foul on the rebound called on Andrew O'Donnell, and that's going to send Viterbo to the free throw line for the 1-1 in the form of Jared Fleshman. 7:46 remaining in the first half. So the free throw on the way for Fleischman is up and good. Fleischman, a 67% free throw shooter. He's got another one on the way. Today's broadcast made possible by Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. By Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center, and by Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs, located in Orange City. Fleischman makes them both, 17-15. Pass goes right side over to Henriksen on the wing. Man-to-man defense applied by Viterbo. They pass it to Franken. Franken down on the baseline, fading away. It's up and good from 12. Dalton Franken ties it at 17. Viterbo basketball, Fleischman. Fleischman. They work it left side. Pick up the dribble, pass it back over to Fleischman. And we've got an illegal screen called on Cade Anderson. Anderson has just picked up his second. Gets whistled for a moving screen. And I believe he's going to check out of the ballgame. He has played a long stretch as Cade Anderson. Eric Engelstad will check back into the game. Ethan Haberman's on the bench with two fouls as well. So there are three players with two fouls each for Viterbo. Fleischman, Haberman, and Anderson. Winterfeld with the basketball out front. Winterfeld, they give it to Sampson. Sampson back out front, Henriksen. Henriksen at the top of the key comes back over to Sampson. Sampson, Franken, Franken, Sampson, double teamed. And Sampson tries to put it on the floor, and he dribbles it off of a Viterbo player, Jason Tichy, off of his shin on the left side of the lane, down on the block. Dort College will now inbound from there. O'Donnell gives it up. Sampson, Sampson in traffic, missed it, gets his own rebound back, shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. And Eric Engelstad commits the personal foul. So Engelstad whistled for his second. Leighton Sampson will go to the free throw line. He'll shoot a pair. This will be the 12th and 13th free throw shot by Dort College in this half. Sampson makes the first one, reestablishes a lead for Dort College at 18-17. 6:47 remain in the first half of play. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and good, so Sampson makes them both. And the Dort College lead is two. Left side pass. Jason Tichy with it. Tichy gives it up. Come back over to Bamke. Bamke guarded by O'Donnell. Out front, Baker. Zach Baker with it on the left wing. Seven now to shoot for Viterbo. Driving the lane. Off-balance shot. No good. Rebound Henriksen, no, he has it ripped away from him by Jason Tichy. And they'll reset the shot clock. 6:10 remaining in the first half. Shot up and good by Eric Engelstad. Eric Engelstad with a two-point bucket, he's got four. And the Dort College defenders have the basketball back. Winterfeld lost it, and Viterbo comes up with it. 5:50 remaining. First half of basketball, Viterbo with it on the right wing. Viterbo, they give it up to Bamke. Bamke off to Connor George. Baseline jumper is in and out, no good, and the rebound is cleared by Henriksen, saves it into Franken now. And Franken sends it over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell, cross-court pass, tipped, taken back by Franken. Feeds it down low, Sampson. Sampson shot no good, didn't have a good angle. And the rebound is cleared by Viterbo. Viterbo with the basketball. Viterbo. They go left side. Baker. And they dump it down low to Engelstad. Engelstad takes it to the hoop, and he gets fouled on the play. And the foul is going to get called on Dort College and Leighton's. And Sampson has just picked up his second personal foul. Van Langen is in. Sampson is out. On the floor for the defenders right now, Barkema, Terpstra, Henriksen, O'Donnell, and Van Langen. Engelstad unable to convert the three-point play. He's 0 for 3 from the free throw line. Gord College trails 21-19. Left side pass, Barkema. Barkema on the wing, comes back over to Terpstra. Henriksen thought about the long three, puts it on the floor, and it gets stripped from him. Out of bounds, it's last touched by Viterbo. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College inbounding left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in will be O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it up to Terpstra. Terpstra gives it off to Henriksen. Henriksen to Barkema. Barkema over the basketball. Barkema driving right baseline, and he gets fouled on the play. It's going to be on Baker. Zach Baker whistled for his second personal. So two free throws on the way for Barkema. Free throw is up. Free throw, no good. Another one on the way. 21-19, V-Hawks leading by two. Game where neither team has been clicking by any means. Second free throw by Barkema is up and through. So Barkema makes one of two. And the defenders back to within one at 21-20. Right side pass, Viterbo, Haberman. Haberman gives it up, Fleischman. Fleischman to Tichy. Tichy over the basketball. Tichy to Baker. Baker shot no good. Rebound cleared by Barkema. Outlets over to Henriksen. Henriksen over the basketball. Henriksen to Terpstra. Terpstra driving in, and we've got a foul called on Baker. That's number three on Baker. And the North College defenders will go back to the free throw line. And Viterbo trying to spread these fouls out as much as they can. They've got four players now with two, another with a third. And Alex Terpstra will go to the free throw line for two free throws. Free throw is up by Terp. It's good. Four for six now for the season. One for one today. Another free throw on the way. Another free throw on the way for Terpstra. And this one's up and good as well. So Dort College regains the lead on a pair of free throws by the senior from Highlands Ranch, Colorado. And Terpstra hustles back on defense. Viterbo basketball. V-Hawks. Left side, Pasola. Pasola missed it, no good. Viterbo going deeper to their bench than they would like here in the first half because of foul trouble. Henriksen shot, no good. Rebound taken down by Barkema. Barkema, Terpstra. Terpstra fakes the pass. Three-pointer, buries it. Three-point bucket by Alex Terpstra. He's got five, and the defenders open up a 25-21 lead. Viterbo basketball. Viterbo with it on the right side. They pick up the dribble. Pass into the right corner. Three. Good. Three-point basket by Haberman. He's got five. North College lost him somewhere in the shuffle. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell with it in between the circles. He's angling off to the left side. Barkema. And Barkema has it tapped away before he can latch onto it. Out of bounds, last touch by Viterbo. It'll be Dort College basketball. Defenders lead 25-24. Pass comes into O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Dort College trying to move to 5-1 this season. Van Langen spins, and he is fouled on the play by Haberman, and I believe that's number three on Haberman. Oh, they're going to call it on Bamke. My mistake. They're going to give it to Bamke on the dig down rather than Haberman from behind. Van Langen will go to the free throw line. He'll shoot two free throws. See if Josh can knock down a couple here. First free throw by Van Langen is good. He's got another one on the way. Well, we saw the Dort College women struggle from the free throw line earlier today, and they survived it, still getting a win over Presentation. Second free throw on the way for Van Langen, the freshman from Sioux Center. This one's up and no good. 2 for 6 from the free throw line. The defenders lead 26-24. 3 minutes remaining in the first half of play. Viterbo basketball, right side Fleshman. Fleshman gives it off to Pasola. Pasola gets the return pass. Now Fleshman. Fleshman reverses back left corner. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell, and those are the kind that'll drive a coach crazy. Fleshman a long ways from the basket on the other end commits the foul approximately 90 feet from the basket, and O'Donnell will shoot 2 free throws. Viterbo's Jared Fleshman has just picked up his 3rd personal foul. Free throw by O'Donnell is ungood, so A.O. with his first one. He's got another one on the way. He's got 5 points. North College has just 6 made field goals in this half, and they lead by 3, 27-24. 2 of them are threes, 1 by Winterfeld, 1 by Terpstra. Second free throw by O'Donnell, in and out, no good. It's hard work today. 27-24, our score. Viterbo basketball, right side, 2.5 remaining in the first half of play. Haberman, pass right side to Titchy. Titchy gives it up in the corner, Fleshman. 3-pointer from the top of the key is good for Viterbo and Titchy. 27-27, our score. Well, they say that was just a 2, my mistake, 27-26. North College up 1. Pass right side, Barkema. Barkema with it. Barkema, nothing there. Back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Henriksen. Henriksen puts it on the floor. 2 players around him. Shot is up. Wave it off. They say a charge on Alec Henriksen. Henriksen whistled for his 2nd personal foul. Well, Viterbo is content to come out and match up with Henriksen, not allowing him any open looks at the basket. So he's responded by trying to take it to the basket. Early on, Viterbo had Cade Anderson, 6'10 sophomore, on the backside for help. More recently, it's been Engelstad and Haberman, a pair of 6'5 players, sliding over for help. A 3-pointer from the top of the key by Titchy. And Viterbo has taken a 29-27 lead on the defenders with back-to-back buckets by Titchy. Franken, right side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Winterfeld. Winterfeld thought about the 3, decided against it, gives it up, Henriksen. Henriksen, 3, good. A 3-point basket by Alec Henriksen, and the defenders lead 30-29. The Turbo basketball, 1:12 remaining in the first half. V-Hawks have it. V-Hawks, they pass it off to Titchy. Titchy comes to Haberman, and Haberman is called for traveling before he can put the ball on the deck. 101 remaining in the first half. Dort College 30, Viterbo 29. Winterfeld will inbound the basketball. Van Langen is in, Barkema is out. 30-29, North College by a point. And bringing it up will be Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell right side, Henriksen. Henriksen. And Henriksen is pushed on the play by Pasola. And another foul called against Viterbo. More free throws on the way for Henriksen. Henriksen 13 of 16 from the free throw line this season. So Viterbo forced to go deeper into their bench than they did against Governor State because of foul trouble. First free throw is up and good for Henriksen, now with 4 points. 9 different players have scored for the defenders this afternoon. Another free throw is up and good. 32-29, North College leading by 3 as Henriksen makes them both. Henriksen will check out. Barkema is back in. 50 seconds remaining. Up the floor with it. They pass left side. Jason Tichy. Tichy gets the return pass. Now goes deeper into the corner. Viterbo with a basketball driving in. Shot is up on the right hand. It's up and good. And the Viterbo V-Hawks cut into the lead with a basket by Ethan Kiekhaffer. Kiekhaffer makes it 32-31. Dort College by one. Franken with it. Shot clock is off. They give to Winterfeld. Winterfeld down to the baseline, and Winterfeld loses it. It's picked up by Kiekhaffer. 8 seconds left. Now seven. Into the front court with a basketball. Driving down, and we've got a travel violation called on Viterbo and Connor George. So Kiekhaffer with the basket moments ago. George now with the turnover. Dort College inbounding. 3.3 seconds remaining. O'Donnell has it stripped. And with 1.3 seconds left, Dort College will inbound again after it was kicked out of bounds by Viterbo. Winterfeld gets the ball inbounded to O'Donnell. O'Donnell lets fly with a long three. It hits off the side of the backboard. No good. And the defenders go into the locker room up 32-31. 32-31 our score. Let's take a break and we'll be back with a look at our first half statistics right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, a game that has been played at a halting pace, stop and go. 17 fouls whistled on Viterbo in the first half, resulting in Dort College going to the free throw line 22 times, where they converted 15 of 22. The Dort College defenders trailed early, tied it at 11. We were tied again at 13, 15, 17, and 19. Dort College looked like they might get a little separation at 25 to 21. And again at 27 to 23. Viterbo, though, got 5 points unanswered to go from down 27 to 24 to up 29-27. Dort College took a 3-point lead at 32-29. And they go into the locker room up 32-31. The defenders are led in scoring by Andrew O'Donnell, Alec Henriksen, and Alex Terpstra, all with 5 points. For Viterbo, their leading scorer is Eric Engelstad. He has 6. We'll be back with a look at the scoring for the first half. All the numbers right after this. First half numbers look like this. Dort College, 7 of 23 shooting, 3 of 10 from the 3-point line, 15 of 22 on free throws. Comes out to 30.4% from the floor, 30% from the 3-point line, and 68.2% from the free throw line. It did not feel like a 68% day, though, from the free throw line thus far. Seemed well below that. Viterbo, 12 of 30 from the floor, 40%, 3 of 11 on threes, 27.3%, 4 for 9 on free throws, 44.4%. Dort College has been out-rebounded by Viterbo 23-21. Turnovers, Viterbo 6, Dort College 3. Andrew O'Donnell, Alec Henriksen, and Alex Terpstra all with 5 points for the defenders. Leighton Sampson and Dalton Franken with 4 points each. Marcus Winterfeld has 3. Chad Barkema has 3. Josh Van Langen has 2. For Viterbo, Eric Engelstad has 6, 5 for Ethan Haberman, 3 each for Austin Poles and Jack Bamke, and another 3 for Zach Baker, 5 for Jason Tichy, 2 for Cade Anderson, 2 points for Ethan Kiekhaffer, and 2 for Jared Fleischman. Rebounds, Jason Tichy has 4, Cade Anderson and Eric Engelstad have 3 each for Viterbo. For Dort College, rebounds, Chad Barkema has 5, 3 for Andrew O'Donnell. 2 assists for O'Donnell. Viterbo's Jared Fleischman has 2 assists. Both teams each have 2 steals. Both teams have 2 players with 1 steal each. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break. Be back with a look at what happened in the women's contest right after this. Earlier this afternoon, the Door College women's basketball team gets a win over Presentation 59-58. Took a Shea Paloma basket off an inbounds play with 8 seconds remaining in regulation for Dort College to secure that win. Paloma ended up with 15 points and 10 rebounds, 13 points for Paige Engbers in the Dort College win. The defenders are now 4-1 this season. Presentation was topped by Macy Telly with 15 points, and Kristen Gomez added 13 as well. Next up for the defenders, they'll be facing Waldorf here in Orange City tomorrow morning, beginning at 11 o'clock. Take one more break, and we'll be back with the second half of play right after this. One half under our belts. We get set for the second half of basketball. Dort College opens up with the basketball. Dort College leading 32-31. Dort College is led by as many as four today. Alec Henriksen passes left side over to Franken. Dalton Franken gives it up to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball goes right side. The Franken short corner reverses outside O'Donnell. Back over to Winterfeld. Three-pointer right wing. Good. Marcus Winterfeld with a three-point basket. He's got six, and the defenders lead 35-31, matching their biggest lead of the basketball game. So 6 points for Winterfeld. He now has team honors for Dort College. This has been a low-scoring affair, obviously. Dort College came in averaging over 90 points per game. Now, I don't believe that's a true reflection of what this team will be like as the year goes along. Kick-out pass, three on the way from the wing, off the mark, no good. And the ball is out of bounds, last touched by Viterbo. It'll be Dort College basketball. Marcus Winterfeld to throw the ball in. Get the sense that this is the type of team that'll score in the 80s, depending on the opponent, but more often than not will be in that 80-point mark. So Dort College a little bit sluggish today. Three-pointer by Winterfeld, missed it, no good. Rebound down on the floor, picked up by Frank, and throws it back out front for Winterfeld. Dort College resets it. They look down low for Feenstra, reverses over to Henriksen. Henriksen, right side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell lost it. It's picked up by Viterbo. Coming up with the basketball, the V-Hawks and Engelstad. Engelstad passes left side. Viterbo, Fleischmann. Fleischmann scoops it up with the right hand, no good. Rebound cleared by Franken. Franken with the basketball. Franken, O'Donnell, O'Donnell, reverse layup, no good. Rebound cleared by Viterbo. Coming up with it is Fleischmann. Fleischmann with his team down four. And we have stepping on the sideline out of bounds, the Viterbo player. Catching it over there was Poles. No, beg your pardon, that was Bamke, and Bamke was just out a little too wide. And he gets called for stepping on the sideline out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. O'Donnell with it. O'Donnell takes it across half court. O'Donnell on the right wing. He comes back over to Henriksen. Henriksen at the top of the key. Henriksen, they dump it down low with the basketball. Is Feenstra. Feenstra reverse layup is good. Taylor Feenstra with 3 points. Dort College leads 37-31. So a 6-point lead for the defenders. They've scored five in a row to start the second half. Viterbo basketball. Left side Fleischmann. Fleischmann. Well, Viterbo can stay out of foul trouble. Their players should be fresh. Jake Bamke answers with a three from the left wing. Bamke makes it 37-34. O'Donnell picks up his dribble, comes back over to Henriksen. Henriksen hasn't gotten many good looks at the basket today. Franken from the left side. His three is off the mark, no good. Rebound cleared by Viterbo. V-Hawk basketball, Fleischmann. Fleischmann. Working it into the left corner. Three on the way by Haberman is good. And just like that, we're tied 37 all. Haberman with 8 points. And with 17 minutes remaining in regulation, Dort College has the basketball tied up. Henriksen, leader, in and out, no good. Rebound taken down by Feenstra. Feenstra in traffic, no good, but he's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Viterbo. Waiting to see who that's on. I believe it's going to be on Engelstad, his third. Taylor Feenster to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So Feenster with two free throws. First one is up and good. Another one on the way for Feenstra. Two new players checking in for Viterbo. That's Tishy and Anderson. Another free throw on the way for Feenstra. Feenstra trying to extend the lead to two and unable to do so. Ball bounces off the front iron. Dort College's lead is one, 38-37. Viterbo basketball, Tichy. Tichy gives it up, Bamke. Bamke in traffic. His shot is good. Bamke with 8 points. And the defenders trail 39-38. Steal by Viterbo. Coming up with it is Haberman. Haberman's shot is blocked from behind. Out of bounds, it'll be Viterbo basketball. Viterbo throwing it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Poles will trigger it. Viterbo leading 39-38. And the pass over the top. Viterbo sets the offense. Pass goes left side. Looking down low. They kick it back out. Bamke. Bamke. I beg your pardon. Haber of the three. He's got a couple of threes in this half. 11 points for the ball game. And Viterbo opens up a 4-point lead. They're on an 8-0 run right now. Franken with it on the wing. Gives it up. Feenstra. Feenstra back over to Franken. Franken right side. Henriksen. Henriksen three ball. Missed it. No good. Fight for the rebound and a jump ball called. Alternating possession. It will be Viterbo basketball. So it'll be Viterbo basketball on the alternating possession. Sampson and Barkema check into the ball game. Winterfeld and Feenstra check out. V-Hawks leading 42-38, 15:56 remaining. Viterbo with a chance to extend the lead. So Viterbo bringing the ball up. V-Hawks have it. Throw it down low. Deflected. Haberman unable to hang on to it. Here comes Dort College back the other way. O'Donnell with the basketball on the right side. Back over to Henriksen. Henriksen gives it up. Franken. Franken underneath to Sampson. Sampson hook shot is good. Layton with a 2-point bucket. He's got six. And the defense trail 42-40. 42-40, 15-25 left to play in regulation. Viterbo basketball, Tishy. Tishy misses the straight-on jumper from 17. Long pass into the front court intended for Barkema, taken back by Viterbo. Dort College looking for that diagonal pass. And they in front of it did Viterbo, and Viterbo with the basketball. They give it up to Tishy. Tishy shot blocked, out of bounds by Barkema. It will be Viterbo basketball. So Viterbo with the basketball. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Poles will throw it in. Poles triggering. Poles gets the ball inbounded to Tichy. Tichy to Poles. Poles left side. Three is up and good. It's the fourth three of the second half already for Viterbo. And Viterbo has a 5-point lead, 45-40. Henriksen on the right wing. Henriksen gives to Franken, and we've got a foul called away from the basketball. Cade Anderson is going to pick up his third for Viterbo. ...14:40 remaining. Viterbo 45, Dort College 40. Dort College inbounding right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Terpster feeds it down low for Franken. Franken turning around from 12, missed it, no good. Tap out, Franken comes up with it, back over to Henriksen. Henriksen at the top of the key. Henriksen, Sampson. Sampson trying to get his shot up, and he's fouled on the play. Left side of the lane as he spun with his right hand. Shot it with the inside hand and was able to draw the foul. Layton will go to the free throw line to shoot two. That foul charge to Viterbo and Zach Baker. Baker picks up his fourth personal foul. 14:25 left in regulation. Layton Sampson. Shot is up and good. Layton with another one on the way. 7 for Sampson tonight. Sampson has been slowed by an ankle injury, suffered a couple of weeks before the first game of the regular season, and just hasn't bounced back physically the way you'd hope it would. Second free throw by Sampson is short, no good. And the North College defenders trail 45-41. Viterbo basket, Jared Fleischman with it. Fleischman goes into the corner. Three on the way, no good. Rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Viterbo, Italy, North College basketball. Well, Dalton Franken came into the ballgame averaging 23 points per game. He's got four here this afternoon. Alec Henriksen averaging 14. He's got five. Taylor Feenster averaging 11.8. He currently has four. North College has not been able to score the way they have been in recent games. Barkema passes over to Sampson. Sampson gives it up Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball on the right side looking. Gets it away to Terpstra. Terpstra lobs it down low for Sampson. Sampson, two players around him. They dig down on the double team and they take it away. Coming up with the basketball is Haberman. Haberman takes it across half court. Haberman gets the return pass. He goes right side. They give it up to Tichy. Tichy, Haberman. Haberman driving in. Shot is blocked by Barkema. Rebound taken away by Henriksen. They dig at it. Henriksen goes up for it, and it's tipped out of bounds by Fleischman. It'll be North College basketball. North College down 45-41. 13:25 remaining in the contest. Dalton Franken will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Franken looking, still looking, finds Barkema. Barkema out front. Terpstra, Terpstra right side, Franken. Franken, free throw line, leans in, his shot off of the glass, no good. Rebound fought for, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be terrible basketball. .13-14 remaining. Viterbo with a chance to build on the four-point lead. Franken gambles for the steal. Coming up with it is Haberman. Haberman gets the return pass now. Haberman comes back over. Driving in, and we've got a foul called before the shot. Foul's going to go on Barkema, I believe. And Chad Barkema, the freshman from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, picks up his first personal foul. O'Donnell's going to check into the game for North College. Free throw's on the way for Tichy. First free throw by the left-hander, rolls it around and won't fall through. Rim seemed pretty tight tonight. Another one on the way. Franken checks out of the ballgame. O'Donnell is in on the floor for the defender, Sampson O'Donnell. Terpstra, Henriksen, and Barkema. Second free throw is up and good, so Tichy makes one of two. And the defenders trail by five again, 46-41. Henriksen sets up his three, no good. Rebound, controlled. Well, we've got a tie-up. Sampson ended up in a jump ball situation for that one. And the North College defenders will end on the basketball, throwing it in. Is O'Donnell. O'Donnell gets it into Henriksen. Henriksen looking down low for Barkema. Instead it comes out front, Terpstra, right side O'Donnell. O'Donnell on the wing. North College down five, 46-41. Barkema left side to Terpstra. And we've got a foul on the play called on Viterbo. Eric Engelstad whistled for his fourth personal. So Viterbo now with two players with four fouls each. They are Baker and Engelstad. Taylor Feenstra back into the game along with Marcus Winterfeld. Dort College needs a jolt. They need a little spark here. Comes to Feenstra. Feenstra spinning on the baseline. Kicks it over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Terpstra. Terpstra, three-pointer. Right wing, good. Alex Terpstra with a three-point basket, and the Dort College defenders take a cut into the lead. They make it 46 244. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dort College. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Dort College trails by 2, 46-44. Viterbo basketball, length of the floor in front of them. Jason Tichy inbounds the basketball. He gets the return pass, gives it off to Kiekhafer. Kiekhafer back to Tichy. Tichy into the corner. Driving in, and we've got a blocking foul called on Alex Terpstra. And I'm not sure if Terpstra was inside the ring or what the call was, or if his feet were moving. They call a block on Terpstra rather than a charge on the Viterbo player. And going to the free throw line to shoot two will be Bamke, as he was fouled in the act of shooting. 12-11 remaining. Free throw is up. Free throw is good by Bamke. Bamke now with 9 points. And the defenders trail by 3, 47-44. Another free throw on the way. Second free throw on the way. This one's up and good as well. 48-44. Bamke makes them both. He's got 10. I beg your pardon, he's got 13. Somewhere along the line, I missed a three-pointer for him. Driving the other way, Dort College. Defenders down 4. 48-44. Kiekhafer called for the personal foul. And Alec Henriksen, that is, will go to the free throw line. He'll shoot a pair. It's team foul number 5 on the V-Hawks here in the second half. So Dort College is not in the bonus yet. First free throw is up and good for Henriksen. Henriksen with 6 points. Another one on the way as Dort College tries to cut it down to a two-point ball game again. Second free throw on the way for Henriksen is up, and that one's good as well. Henriksen now with 7, and the defenders trail by 2, 48-46. 12:02 remaining. On the floor for the defenders, O'Donnell, Feenstra, Feld, Henriksen, and Terpstra. Viterbo, Fleischman, driving in, and it's off of the Viterbo player's leg. Jake Bamke had it stripped and kicked it out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Winterfeld to throw it in to O'Donnell, and O'Donnell will bring it up with Dort College trailing by 2, 48-46. Comes out front, Henriksen. Henriksen high post, Feenstra. Feenstra with it, spins it back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell on the right wing. Henriksen sets, fires 3. His shot off the mark, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Cade Anderson. Well, as hot as Henriksen was to start the year, he's starting to cool off a little bit, and today has been a little bit more work. Basket looked huge for a while to him last week, but this week, he's made 1 3-pointer today. Viterbo inbounding Fleischman after Dort College poked it away on the pass in the lane. Pass over the top, controlled by Viterbo. V-Hawks have it. And we've got a foul on the play called against Dort College. Andrew O'Donnell whistled for the personal, his second. 48-46, Viterbo with a two-point lead. Inbounding is Jake Bamke. Bamke gets the ball inbounded to Fleischman, guarded there by Henriksen. Cross-court pass, 3 on the way is up and good. 3-point basket by Bamke. Bamke now with 16. He had 20 in their season-opening win over Governor State. And Viterbo leads by 5. Answering is Henriksen with a 3. Needed that one. He's got 10, and the defenders back to within 2, 51-49. 10:50 left to play in this game. Viterbo basketball, Haberman. Viterbo working it left corner. Return pass over to Bamke. Bamke to Fleischman. Fleischman. Fleischman looks for Anderson. Instead, Fleischman will put it up in traffic, and he gets the tough shot to go. Fleischman with 4. Dort College trails 53-49. Winterfeld with it, lobs it down low for Feenstra. Feenstra puts it up, and it's blocked from behind by Haberman. Haberman swats it away. Viterbo controls it. V-Hawks have it. Fleischman. Fleischman. Left side. They get it back over to Haberman. Haberman. Left side. Three on the way. Is up. No good. Rebound cleared by Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball. Feenstra gives it up to Henriksen. Henriksen leans in and didn't get a good shot off that time, trying to lean his way in, trying to draw a foul. No call came, and Viterbo comes away with the basketball. Lob pass goes down low, facing up with the basketball is Anderson, and it's taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell on the opposite way, trying to force the issue, and we've got a reach-in called against Viterbo. So foul called on the V-Hawks with Dort College leading, trailing, I should say, 53-49. 9:27 left to play in this contest. Feenstra, Terpstra, Winterfeld are out. Barkema, O'Donnell, Henriksen, Franken, Sampson are in. Dort College inbounding down four with under 10 minutes to go. O'Donnell triggering. His pass deflected. Has not been a cleanly played game here this afternoon. Ball called. Alternating possession. It'll be Viterbo basketball on the pass into the lane. And it just seems like wherever Dort College has tried to push the ball, Viterbo has had a couple of bodies there to wreck the flow. Viterbo basketball. Step back. Thought about it. Decided against it was Tichy. Rebound cleared by Franken. Franken gives it up to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell on the right side. Comes to Sampson. Sampson to Franken. Franken, Henriksen. Henriksen at the top of the key. He's got to back it out. He's going to put it on the floor. Drives in. Shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. Alec Henriksen fouled on the play. It's going to go on Jake Bamke. That's number three on him. Free throw time now for Dort College and Alec Henriksen. This will be a 1-1 situation. 8:55 remaining in regulation. Dort College trying to cut the lead in half. 53-49. So two free throws on the way, or a 1-1. Potentially two free throws on the way for Henriksen. This one's up and good. So Alec now 5-for-5 from the free throw line. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Second free throw. It's up and good for Henriksen, so he makes good on the 1-1. Dort College trails 53-51. Viterbo basketball. Jared Fleischman in between the circles. Fleischman on the left wing. Fleischman to Haberman. Haberman answering a three. It's good. Haberman with the three-point basket. He's got nine in the second half. He's got 14 for the ball game. And the defenders trail 56-51. Timeout on the floor. Back with more after this. Five-point lead for Viterbo after the three-point basket by Haberman here in the second half. Viterbo has converted 7 three-point baskets. So they have scored 21 of their 25 points on three-point shots here in the second half of play. O'Donnell goes high post, Sampson. Sampson on the left elbow. Underneath it goes Franken. Franken off the glass, good. Dalton Franken with 6 points. Dort College trails 56-53. Now you need a stop if you're Dort College. Viterbo basketball. Austin pulls across half court. Poles with it on the left wing. Poles picks up his dribble, passes it off to Haberman. Gives into the corner over to George. George feeds it down low. George gives it back over to Engelstad. And a kick-out pass. And another two-point bucket for Haberman. Haberman with his first two of the second half. The other three makes were three-point baskets. 58-53, Dort College by five. Down by five. Pass goes into the corner. Barkema gives it up. Henriksen around the horn they go. Now Sampson, and Sampson is stripped on the way up, and Viterbo comes back the other way. Viterbo with the basketball. George George gives it up, Engelstad. Viterbo trying to build on the five-point lead. Pass now back to George. George gives it up, Haberman. Haberman, kick out pass. George left wing, and we have a carry called on the play against Viterbo. Alex Terpstra checks back into the game for the defenders. Dalton Franken will inbound the basketball for North College, down five, and North College needs a bucket again. North College trying to hang around, trailing by five, 58-53. Viterbo got hot here in the second half. They've led by as many as five. They turned a early six-point deficit in the second half into this five-point lead that they now hold. So a 12-point swing since early in the second half. Dalton Franken, 15-footer as he squares up. Good. Left side of the lane, and Franken knocks it down. He's got eight. North College trails 58-55. Well, North College fans trying to get this team revved up on the defensive end to get a stop. Viterbo, very deliberate. They'll wear you down. Tichy goes over to Haberman. Haberman. And now we've got a reach before the foul. A reach-in called against Dort College. Jake Bamke put it on the floor, took it hard to the hole. And the foul gets called on Dort College and Alec Henriksen, his third. The pacing of this just hasn't been to Dort College's favor. It's been very deliberate. Viterbo has taken their time on the offensive end. A reach-in foul called on the defenders, and if that's on Henriksen, that's number four. And it is on Alec. He has just picked up his fourth personal foul. Marcus Winterfeld's going to check back into the game. Free throw time now for Bamke. Bamke with three threes in the second half, a couple of free throws, and a two. First free throw is up and good. He now has 17, 14 in the second half. Another free throw on the way for Bamke. So Bamke trying to extend the lead back to five. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Bamke makes them both. He's now 5 for 6 from the charity stripe, and with 6:40 remaining, Dort College still trails by five. High post it goes. Franken. Franken puts it on the floor, and he's fouled on the play. The foul's going to go on Bamke, and I believe that's number four on him. I'll double-check against the official scorekeeper. And if what they have up on the board is official, that is number four on him. Dalton will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. 1-1 opportunity here for Frank, and first free throw he has shot today, and he leaves it short. 6:30 remaining. The Turbo basketball. Haberman. Pass left side. This is Tichy. Tichy to Anderson. Anderson to Poles. Poles gives it up, and we've got a travel called on Viterbo and Anderson. Anderson travels with it. Dort College dodges a bullet there. Viterbo showed the ball, showed a pick and roll that time, and Anderson looked like he might dunk it. O'Donnell takes it up the floor. Andrew with the basketball, setting the offense. Passes high post Samson. They bring the double team. Franken sizes up a 17-footer. It won't go down. That sums up today thus far. Still some time to turn it around, but Dort College trailing by five, 60-55. Viterbo basketball. This is Haberman. Haberman and Bamke have had the hot hand for this team in the second half. Bamke with 15 second-half points. Haberman with 11. They work it off. Left side over to George. Five now to shoot. They give it up. Haberman. Return pass out front. Three ball in and out. No good. Fight for the rebound is cleared by Terpstra. Terpstra to O'Donnell. Dort College needs a bucket. Here's Winterfeld in transition. Lays it up with the right hand. No good, but he's fouled on the play. And going to the free throw line will be Marcus Winterfeld. That foul called on number 33, Kate Anderson. He is now the fourth player with four fouls for Viterbo. Winterfeld will go to the free throw line for two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. First one no good. This will be the 11th free throw shot by Dordt College in this half. Up to this point, they are 6 for 10. I'd like to have a couple of those back. 5:20 remaining in regulation. Viterbo still with a 5-point lead. Dordt College trying to chip away. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Winterfeld makes one of two. He's got seven. And the defenders trail 60 to 56. 5:14 and counting. Pass out front. This is Tishy. Tishy, 15-footer. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Sampson. Sampson to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell to Winterfeld. Winterfeld stops. Back over to Terpstra. Terpstra at the top of the key. Terpstra to Winterfeld. Winterfeld over the basketball. Lobs it down low for Sampson. Sampson jump hook in the lane. It's good. And Layton will go to the free throw line to shoot one. Dordt College down two pending a free throw from Layton Sampson. Sampson with that jump hook in the lane. He's got nine now. And another free throw opportunity coming here for Layton Sampson. 4:51 left to play in regulation. Junior from Worthington, Minnesota. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Sampson makes the three-point play. He's got 6 points in the second half, 10 for the ballgame. Dordt College trails by a point, 60 to 59. Dordt College has one foul to give. Viterbo is already sending Dordt College to the free throw line for double bonus free throws. Tishy goes left side. Viterbo setting the offense. They throw it down low, and Sampson is there to pick it up. They give it to O'Donnell. O'Donnell on the right side. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell, Terp, three ball, no good. Rebound cleared by George. Beg your pardon, that isn't George. That is number two, Fleischman, back at the point. They pass it back over to Bamke. Bamke to Tichy. Tichy, 15 seconds on the shot clock. Ball jarred free by Terpstra, and answering with a three is Jared Fleischman. Fleischman with 7 points as he answers the three-point play by Dordt College with a three-point bucket. And Viterbo reestablishes a four-point lead, 63-59, 4:02 remaining. Back with more after this. Dort. Been hard work today for both Dordt College basketball teams. The women somehow survived a subpar performance, nipping presentation 59-58. Got a basket by Shea Palama late in that one to secure the win. Here in this one, the Dordt College defenders have been fighting from behind most of the second half, and Viterbo, every time Dordt College makes a little bit of a run, Viterbo has had an answer. Moments ago, they got another answer, this time by Fleischman knocking down a three ball. He has 7 points, and the defenders trail 63-59. Terpstra, Frank, and Sampson, O'Donnell, and Winterfeld on the floor for the defenders. Franken outside O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Terpstra. Terpstra puts it on the floor twice. Left side back over to Winterfeld. Short corner. Underneath Franken. Franken shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. And Dalton will go to the free throw line to shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Double bonus for Dordt College from here on out the whole way through. Today's broadcast made possible by the Dordt College Bookstore, located in the Dordt College Campus Center. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dordt College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Missed free throw on the first attempt by Franken. Franken now 0 for 2 today. He's got 8 points. Another free throw on the way. And this one is up, and Franken missed that one too. Going to be a lot of things Dordt College can look back on this one if they are unable to pull it out. Dordt College trailing by four, 63-59. Franken gambling for a steal. They dump it down low, and a basket. Eric Engelstad got free. 65-59, Viterbo by six, their biggest lead of the second half. 65-59, Viterbo extends the lead. Got a timeout on the floor. Charge to Dort College. Back with more after
the
this.
First two letters.
Dort College basketball after the timeout. The defenders in a bit of trouble here. Down six with 3:13 remaining. Alec Henriksen open look at a three and he buries it. Alec Henriksen with his third three of the game. He has 15 and the defenders back to within three at 65-62. 65-62 the score. 2:54 remaining. Pass goes left side. Viterbo working it around. Dort College trying to rally. Pass goes to Haberman. Haberman out front. Five to shoot. They give it up to George. Turnaround is up and good. Two-point bucket by Engelstad. He's got 10. And the defenders trail by five again. 67-62. 2.5 left to go in the game. O'Donnell passes high post. Sampson back to O'Donnell left wing. O'Donnell with the basketball. Another shot this time by Henriksen. Off the mark, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It will be Viterbo basketball. Viterbo with the basketball after Dort College is unable to convert. 67-62, Dort College down five. And I can't stress enough how tough the going has been for this Dort College team today. They just, I don't know, just slow, step off. It's not what you want heading into conference play, obviously, next week. No patty cake there. You've got Dakota Wesleyan coming in on Wednesday. Viterbo content to shorten up the game right now. They'll pull it out, work it around. Now they'll get into their offense. Fleischman passes over to Bamke. Bamke out front, four to shoot. Bamke driving in, kicks it right side. Engelstad, and those are the backbreakers. He knocks down a 15-footer. Turbo has a 69-62 lead. Pass goes left side, Winterfeld. Dort College down seven. Shot by Alec Hendricks, so good. And the rebound is cleared by Viterbo, and Viterbo will walk it. You can bet they're going to take time again. 30 left to play in regulation. Viterbo with four timeouts remaining. They'll pull it out. This is Poles. Poles is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Terpstra, I believe. Well, Alex Terpstra picks up his second personal foul. And 1:16 remaining. Viterbo sitting on a 7-point lead. That was the last foul Dort College had to give. So no free throws yet for Viterbo. Viterbo inbounding. And they throw it into the backcourt. That reset the shot clock too, by the way, so they can take it down well under a minute before they have to shoot. Viterbo basketball. This is Fleischman, and he is fouled on the play by Winterfeld. Winterfeld whistled for his second personal foul. Don Franken will check into the ballgame. Well, the defenders definitely hitting a rough patch here. Going on the road to Waldorf on Tuesday. Did not play well by all accounts and lost by four. And here today, they've got some work to do with 1:06 remaining, and they're down seven. One free throw coming for Fleischman. Free throw is up. No good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. Dort College has to score quickly now. O'Donnell gives it up. Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen looking. Passes over to Terpstra. Squares up. His three is well off the mark. No good. And the rebound is cleared by Viterbo. V-Hawks with it in the backcourt. Walking it up is Poles. And we've got a foul called in the backcourt against, if that's on Henriksen, that's number five on him. Nope, that's going to be on Marcus Winterfeld. That's number four on him. 47.9 seconds left to go. Dort College down seven. Viterbo trying to extend the lead, and they're unable to do so. Here comes Dort College, another chance. O'Donnell driving length of the floor, and he loses it. And a turnover. Commits the foul immediately, and Viterbo's Eric Engelstad will go to the free throw line for 1-1. 42.5 seconds remaining. The Turbo definitely in the driver's seat here. If they knock down some free throws, it's all but over. Not the performance you wanted today for the North College Defenders. Now tomorrow it's Oak Hills Christian, and don't know much about them, but they have struggled mightily so far this season. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Engelstad. He's got another one coming, and this one could extend it to 9. North College had it down to a 60-59 ball game with 4:51 remaining. Second free throw is up and good. It's now 71-62. The Turbos outscored North College 11-3 in the last 4 minutes or so. Henriksen long three, and North College has resorted to long threes right now. Franken puts it on the deck, and every time North College has put the ball on the floor for a drive, there has been help defense by Viterbo sliding over. And path to the basket has not been there. It is jammed up underneath the basket. Spacing hasn't been what you would like for the North College defender basketball team. And shooting free throws will be Dalton Franken. Franken, 0-for-3 up to this point, makes that one. 71-63 with another free throw coming. 29.6 seconds remaining. This one has not been easy to watch. North College led early in the second half, 37-31. Since then, it's been all Viterbo. Franken misses the second free throw. Viterbo secures the rebound, and now North College commits a foul. And North College will go offense for defense. You'll get Henriksen back into the ballgame. So 5:46. I beg your pardon, it was 4:51 left to go in the game when North College got a three-pointer, I believe, by Alec Henriksen to cut it down to a one-point game. It was Henriksen or Terpstra. First free throw is up and through. Another one on the way for Bamke. Bamke and Haberman have carried this team in the second half. Throw in a little bit of Eric Engelstad. Bamke with 20. And Viterbo has a 10-point lead, 73-63. Into the front court is Winterfeld. Winterfeld to Franken. Franken, top of the key, three, off the mark, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Jason Tishy, and we've got a foul called in the backcourt on the defenders with 21 cents remaining. And we'll walk the other way and shoot some more free throws. So two free throws on the way for Tishy. Tishy with 6. 73-63, North College trailing by 10, now 11. Tishy with 7 points, 2-for-3 from the free throw line. Second free throw is up and good as well, so it's 75-63. Tishy now with 8, and the defenders down a dozen. Marcus Winterfeld with a 2-point bucket. He's got 9. And a foul called in the backcourt on the North College defenders, and Austin Poles will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 75-65. Well, barring something completely crazy, and the math just doesn't work, North College is going to fall to 4-2. Viterbo is going to improve to 2-0. Viterbo, a member of the North Star Conference. North College has played 5 straight opponents out of the North Star. And up until Tuesday, we're undefeated, but lost to Waldorf by 4 in Forest City on Tuesday night. And here today, just never got clicking. Second free throw is up and good. And that pair of free throws by Austin Poles. And back the other way we go. Marcus Winterfeld is fouled on the way to the hoop. Gets the shot to go, and now he's going to go to the free throw line for the three-point play. Winterfeld with 11 points. Foul called on Haberman is his 4th. And Winterfeld will go to the free throw line. He's 1-for-2 from the free throw line, trying to come old-fashioned three-point play and trying to make this a single-digit ball game. 77-67 right now. Free throw by the freshman is up and good. It's 77-68. Dort College is down 9. Dort College commits a foul on the inbounds pass. The Turbo will take a long walk on the floor. Austin Poles will shoot 2 free throws. With his team leading by 9, 6.3 seconds remaining. Well, it's going to be a split today for the Dort College teams. Dort College women defeat Presentation late by 1. Dort College men are going to fall to Viterbo. Second year in a row, Viterbo is going to come to the Northwestern Classic and come away with a win over the defenders. First free throw is up and good. Another one on the way. This one's up and through as well. Pair of main free throws by Bamke. He's got 22. Winterfeld, three-pointer at the buzzer, is off the mark, no good, and that's your final. Viterbo, 79. Dort College, 68. You're listening to Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more from the Boltman Center in Orange City right after this. Tough day if you're a defender fan today of men's basketball. Dort College loses by a final score of 79-68. The defenders today, 18 of 53 from the floor, 34%, 7 of 26 on three-pointers, 26.9%, 25 of 39 from the free-throw line, 64.1%. What jumps out at me there is that Dort College ended up shooting too many threes. Now, granted, some of those are at the end of the ballgame. I would venture to guess 4 or 5 after the game was as much as decided. But 26 out of their 53 field goal attempts being three-pointers, that's just a little too high. Now you do have to factor in that Dort College shot 39 free throws, and you make some of those free throws or you make them at a better clip, you probably win the ball game, or you give yourself a much better opportunity at least. Viterbo, 25 of 56 from the floor, 44.6%, 10 of 23 on threes, 43.5%, 19 of 27 on free throws. That's right at 70%. Viterbo rebounded Dort College, 45 to 41. Turnovers, Viterbo 12, Dort College had 10. Individually for Dort College, they were led by Alec Henriksen with 15 points. Leighton Sampson off of the bench for 10. Marcus Winterfeld had 12, 9 for Dalton Franken, 8 for Alex Terpstra, 5 for Andrew O'Donnell, 4 for Taylor Feenstra, 3 for Chad Barkema, and 2 for Josh Van Langen. For Viterbo, they had 22 points from Jake Bamke, 16 for Ethan Haberman, 14 for Eric Engelstad, 7 by Jared Fleischman, 5 for Austin Poles, 3 for Zach Baker, 2 for Ethan Kiekhafer, 8 for Jason Tichy, and 2 for Kate Anderson for their total of 79 points. Dort College was led in rebounding today by Andrew O'Donnell with 6. Dalton Franken also had 6. 5 rebounds for Chad Barkema in a reserve role for Viterbo. 5 rebounds for Jared Fleischman and Austin Poles and Jake Bamke. And 5 for Jason Tichy. Let's check in now with Coach Ross Dalma as the Dort College defender men's basketball team loses by 11, 79-68. And Coach, just not exactly the way you wanted to start this weekend to play, obviously. Just never able to get into a flow. You did some things well. You got Viterbo into some foul trouble. Didn't make free throws at the clip you would like, but offense, it seemed just difficult to get in any kind of flow today. Can you put your finger on anything in particular that you'd like to change about today and the offensive flow?
Yeah, Mike, we weren't very good offensively, and I didn't feel like, you know, they were pressuring some things real hard in the perimeter, and they were doubled down in on our post really well, and we didn't handle that, you know, as good as we need to for sure. But when we, we'd like to think that if we don't make shots, we can still give ourselves a chance to win, and I'm not sure that our defense is good enough to do that right now, unfortunately. And that's, you know, that's disappointing, but I think it's the reality of it, of where we're at. We just got to be honest with it and own that. We just missed some shots today that you know, both at the foul line and from the field that we typically make, and we didn't. And then we let it really affect us a little bit on the defensive end. You know, we did get out-rebounded today, so that's a concern. We got out-rebounded on Tuesday night as well. And, you know, we just got to figure out ways to be a good team when things don't go as well offensively as we need to.
Viterbo, very deliberate on offense. They'd work that 30-second shot clock down under 10, and it felt like there were times where you'd play 18, 22, 24 seconds of pretty good basketball, but then they'd get that dagger at that end where they'd drive in, kick out, somebody would knock down a 15-foot baseline jumper, and that takes the wind out of you. I mean, it takes a good team to bounce back and come back and dig down defensively again after something like that happens.
Yeah, Viterbo is a good team in that they know who they are and they know who they're not. You know, they got a lot of juniors and seniors that they're very patient. They know that they're not going to out-athletic you, and they take a lot of pride in just out-executing you. And they really predicated on the fact that they believe defensively they can get you to break down at some point in time. And, you know, we held them to, you know, roughly 45% from the floor, which isn't bad, but on a night when you shoot as poorly as we did, it has to be a little bit better. And we knew what it was after 10 minutes of play, right? I mean, it isn't like we were torching the nets and then just went cold. It was bad, and so our defense then needs to double down a little bit, and it just didn't.
26 three-point attempts, and I said during the post game before you got up here, that's a little skewed simply because at the end of the ball game you're going to put up a few more. Is that number a little too high for your liking? I'm guessing it's more 19 or 20. Can you live with that?
It's a little high, especially given the fact that in the first half we had them at 10 team fouls pretty early and felt that we could just, you know, make our way to the foul line a little bit more. We certainly did settle, and part of it was their design too. I mean, they were cracking down hard on Layton and Taylor and forcing that ball out. And, you know, last year when we played them, it was the same thing. They really forced the ball out, try to make our perimeter game, you know, hit some shots. And there have been nights this year offensively we've been really good, and tonight wasn't one of them. And you really get caught, hanging out to dry.
I won't take up any more of your time. Obviously, you've got to regroup tomorrow, and then Dakota Wesleyan looming in conference play next week. You need a good outing tomorrow to springboard into next week.
Yeah, we do. You know, we got to get a little bit of a hop to our step back. You know, obviously, we're doubting ourselves a little bit, and Tuesday night was a situation where we didn't play very hard, and we thought we could bounce back, and now you play against a team that's very, very savvy and didn't play just quite well enough. And so now you begin to doubt yourself a little bit. And we got to make sure that doesn't happen with this young team, that we trust ourselves and continue to play. So tomorrow is a great opportunity for sure.
Coach Delma, I'll let you go. Thanks for coming up.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Delma talking about today's contest with the Dort College Defenders and Viterbo V-Hawks. Dort College loses 79-68 in men's play. In women's basketball, it was Dort College getting a win over Presentation 59-58. The Dort College women are now 4-1. The Dort College men fall to 4-2. Next up for both teams, Dort College women play Waldorf tomorrow beginning at 11 o'clock. Dort College men will face Oak Hills Christian tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. Neither of those games will be on KDCR, as yours truly will be traveling up north to Ellendale, North Dakota to wrap up the Dort College football season. Dort College facing Trinity Bible. Hopefully we don't run into anything unexpected in Ellendale, North Dakota. And if all goes according to plan, we'll be on with our pregame show at about 12:30 tomorrow afternoon. That's going to do it for our broadcast. Glad you could join me on this rare Friday afternoon for basketball. We jump back into regular programming on KDCR 88.5 FM. Once again, our final scores. Women's basketball, Dort 59, Presentation 58. Men's basketball, Viterbo 79, Dort College 68. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.
You've been listening to a production of KDCR Sports. Join KDCR all season long for Dort College and area high school.